Zoe.
And I'm Cachet.
And welcome to
Just a Taste of Luxury. Today's topic is travel in the time of COVID, implementing safety procedures, choosing to drive, and interstate traveling.
So pack a bag, grab your mask, and let's hit the road.
So for much of 2020, we have been living in a COVID world. And as far as, you know, making a decision to a travel podcast, it's important to kind of, you know, give people tips and tricks on how to implement safety procedures so you don't get caught out here slipping. And for me, the baseline is research your destinations.
Yes.
Figure out where you want to go. And in doing so, ask yourself these questions, you know, are the COVID numbers rising in the area you're choosing to travel to?
Or have they always been high?
Yes. Is it a hotbed of festering people?
And disease.
Oh! You know, you just want to make sure you're not going somewhere that's putting yourself at risk or in danger in any capacity. Which I know, depending on where you're currently staying.
It's like going from the pot to the kettle. But it's just making sure that you don't put your life at risk. And then when you get home, you put others that you care about at risk. I'm all here for having a good time. Because please believe, I thought 2020 was going to be the highlight travel of my life.
Really though? You started the year out cruising. Luckily, you know.
Ooh, before it became a death ship.
It's so unfortunate.
It's really unfortunate. No one on my cruise line actually died. Thank goodness. Big ups to Norwegian. However, a week after I left, found out that it was a outbreak of coronavirus. I just so happened to leave New Orleans and evade an actual parade, much to my travel partner's disdain, and made it back home safely, and thankfully I didn't catch it. But that was even before everyone really knew about COVID and it had really hit home here in the States, that it's here, it's not just somewhere else. And we actually need to be careful. So the cruise was supposed to be step one. And then step two, three, four, and five was international travel, interstate travel. See some things in my state.
Some of the things we noticed in doing research for activities and events is, you know, go on the website, look up the Facebook page if possible. And usually around, like, on the homepage, they tend to list out, you know, are masks going to be enforced or not? Are they enforcing social distancing? It's only so much information you can get on, you know, a Facebook page or looking up a website. For us, it was, you know, let's venture downtown, see what's going on. And it was like, oh, okay, it's a little bit more people than we'd like. Let's, you know, kind of put it in the back burner for later on, something to possibly do. When everything clears up, but we can, you know, save ourselves a trip to the hospital.
And stay in the car. Just drive, ride. See the environment that you're going on a vacation in and, you know, stay in the car a little bit. There, Route 66 goes through downtown Springfield. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, get your kicks on Route 66.
Okay.
That was a stretch for me. But just driving down and taking pictures, whether you hop out and take pictures at a local mural that you see, or maybe a signage or a tourist spot. It's okay to be a tourist. We all have it in ourselves.
Yes.
But take pictures, enjoy yourself.
So here's a quick recap on implementing safety procedures. You want to make sure you're doing research on your desired location. Like we stated, look up the COVID numbers in the area, you know, the state. How is the county looking like? See if you can find a couple of clips on the local news. Like, are people actually taking into account that this is a global pandemic going on out here in these streets? When you're looking up the activity or, you know, location you want to go to, usually on the homepage, they'll list out if, you know, masks are required, social distancing is being enforced, you know, just things that will help you, help yourself and the people around you.
Yes. And also, one thing I realized when I was doing research is if you are on social media, as most people are, all of a sudden, either right before you go or while you're there, your newsfeed will also change to show local news articles for that. So, for instance, I went before COVID even started to New Orleans. When I got back, boom, on my timeline. Went to Springfield when COVID was just, you know, popping off, not really being reported in our areas. And then when we got back, boom, on my news feed saying what the numbers were for the local hospital, saying that there is a surge, thankfully, like the week after we came back. But just be aware that due to algorithms and what you search for, it'll pop up anyway. So while you're doing the research, the hands at work and social media will also help you do the research as well.
Yes.
All right. So traveling during COVID, just like travel any other time of your existence. I was about to say the year, but no, of your existence. This has been a long year. Jesus, help me. You have, what did they call it? The option to travel by car, by plane, by train, or by bus. You need to travel by car. If you have the ability, travel by car. I'm just being real. I unfortunately like a little bit of control, and therefore I don't trust these airlines right now.
You shouldn't don't trust them or the people flying.
No. But I know, for instance, when I drive, I can control the interior of the car, see where I stop, and keep it pushing. Also, I can sanitize myself down and then get out and sanitize the people with me.
Mm.
I am here for a jumbo bottle of hand sanitizer, sprayable, and hose everything down.
Yes.
So, our mode of travel of choice is by car during the time of COVID. Now, other times it's going to be other ways, you know, depending on the length. But if you have the time off, or if you have the time available to you, not necessarily your company, but to you, then go ahead and take a drive, whether it's in your car or rental, see what fits in your budget, whether it's your maintenance or not. And just hit the road. That honestly is the safest option. It's been reported by the CDC. Take the time to drive and enjoy yourself. Maybe stop along the way, but definitely drive. So that's definitely what I would do. That is what everyone recommends you do. If you don't know how to drive, like my fellow
co-pilot.
Yes, my co-pilot. Welcome to your flight crew. This is exactly what it is. It's not a flight crew, it's a drive crew.
Now, we will get, you know, on a later subject talking about
road trips and such, but in the time of COVID, please drive. If you don't, be a great co-pilot, give somebody some gas money. If you don't have that with your stamps, provide some food and snacks, but be safe. That's your best option. The only thing you can control is yourself. So definitely, I would say drive.
Well, we've tried to hit home, you know, implementing safety procedures. The reason we choose to travel by car during, you know, this time. But one of the most important things is giving yourself the time and the opportunity to experience your city, you know, maybe even try your county and just exploring your state. We're based in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Yes, the capital city of Arkansas. And growing up here in different pockets of life, some people for the majority, others, you know, here and there, is drilled into your head. One thing you will know are the monuments. We're called the natural state for a reason. You might hike or climb.
I don't even want to go through the stories of climbing Pinnacle Mountain.
You know, take a trip through nature.
Yeah.
We'll just leave it at that. Or go camping or things like that. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to be country or what some people try to call people here with a hick.
Ugh.
And that is, really could be further from the truth. But just exploring what you have around you. And so since we've done all of that, we decided to go to North Arkansas, specifically Northwest Arkansas.
Yes.
I've been for my mom's work, but never on our own. And also the tragedy of knowing people who have gone to places you never included you. But that's for a therapy episode another time.
Ooh.
If it ever surfaces. So we decided to take a look at the Fayetteville, Rogers, Bentonville area to see what was going on. I mean, that's the next place that people say besides Little Rock. It's kind of like a competition. And so
you don't compete when you don't compare.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm just not going to comment on the rest of it. I feel a certain way, mainly because I live here now. But I feel a certain way. But we decided, you know, see what the people was talking about. See what they were actually, you know, zhuzhing up. Was it zhuzh? Was it good zhuzh? Or was it truth? It was a little bit of both.
I remember, you know, late last year, early this year, Zoe stated she always wanted to go to the Crystal Bridges Museum. And I think you had mentioned the Light Festival. It's like, oh, you know, later in the year, they tend to do this festival. And it's like really beautiful at night. And it's artsy and different, you know, installations. I'm like, okay, we're both getting antsy. We are the travel people in our families. And we haven't gone anywhere.
Mind you, my family considers an 8-hour drive nothing. That's like going down the street. And for the fact that, you know, we've done, 10-hour drives, easy peasy, 8-hour drives like it's nothing, 3-hour drives just right after work on little no sleep, and then a 24-hour drive.
Ooh, those are the pit. Experiencing 16 hours, 20-hour car rides. Ooh, for me, anytime I leave the house, it's a wonder as to what Cachet's up to.
Yes. And they always thought we were going places. No, nowhere. I'm being safe. And then that makes them feel guilty because they're not being safe. I've been told several times during this pandemic, what are you waiting for? Just strap a mask on and get it going. And I'm like, hold on, y'all are medical professionals. This is not okay. You are a medical professional. I'm trying to keep you safe. And you're telling me, go out there, live your life, sow your seeds. And I'm like, you really want your child to die? How? So we decided, you know, let's try different things in the area since people think we're going places anyway. We're getting upset that we're not and they're craving it or have done it. And decided to take a trip up. But it's just like, I don't want to just go to a museum. You know, it's fine going to a place and that's your destination. But I feel like if I do an overnight trip, let's go see something. And mm-hmm. for my birthday, which unfortunately I did not get to do, I wanted to go to a drive-thru safari.
Yeah.
I am all here for seeing nature, seeing the animals, but without the smell.
Now, I want to put this out there as a, you know, earlier in the year, we were all caught up in the phenomenon of Tiger King, and just the sheer tragedy mixed with the humor and also the heartbreak of watching that documentary.
For all, the animals and the people involved. Yeah.
All jokes aside, it was a beautiful experience going to the safari here.
My gig is an aquarium, but I really wanted to experience a drive-through safari, a zoo without germs, because you don't need to touch the animals.
A zoo without the hassle of walking. I got my life. I got my life. Taking in the beauty of these animals.
Yes.
Oof.
And again, this was the Wild Wilderness Drive-Through Safari in Gentry, Arkansas. It was like $15 per person. But we went on Halloween. So, Cachet got, what, peanut M&Ms?
Yes.
Could have been Reese's. I have a peanut allergy. So she was like, do you want one? I have that in Reese's. I said, do you have something non-deadly for me? And I really forget that people don't, you know, people really are out here living their lives, eating their best peanut-filled life. And I tried that, and then I almost killed over at a Chinese restaurant eating chicken satay.
Ooh.
Tragic. But that was my first taste of peanut butter. That was fine. But so she didn't have anything else, and instead she offered me animal crackers, which I felt was really meta. Like, I'm eating animal crackers while seeing the animals see me. Like, oh, come on, breaking the fourth wall of reality.
Tragic.
Reality. You see me, I see you. You see what I'm eating. Oh, I know you're not a lion. Hello, Mr. Zebra, smirking at me. But you see me chomp his head off? That's for your family.
Not I'm paying to the ancestors.
I mean, I am. Ooh. It's like the Lion King. It's not really like the Lion King. But it's like people, National Geographic. You see the lion, take out the zebra. And now you're seeing the young black woman in the car take out the lion in front of the zebra.
That's a lot. That's deep.
Dave, come on, woke.
These animals actually were like well taken care of, you know. I will say I felt that I had a better experience being there than I have at a number of zoos.
Absolutely.
You didn't see animals looking like they were starved or
starved for attention.
They were just beautiful. The pictures we were able to take, and they made it known. Stay in your car.
Keep your windows rolled up,
because, you know, not only do we not want you, you know, getting us sick, but we don't want you getting the animals sick. We love them. We care for them. You can actually see the love, like they have. All the animals have like their own enclosures and enough space. Animals that are traditional, I guess, more what is the word I'm looking for? Communal?
Yes.
They actually are around each other. And the ones that are usually, you know, by themselves, loners, they have their space. They're not, you know.
There's enough space. So where there's not an issue of per se, the predator is not near the prey.
Yeah.
Which is very appreciative. They even let some animals roam around. outside of their normal enclosure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to spill my business, but I feel uncomfortable around a certain class of animals.
Not class.
I mean, actual, that's what they're called as far as genus and class. It's
particularly that species. It's really...
Trying not to be triggered here. So I really am. This is a, it was a moment. Let's just say I prefer an ostrich over an emu any day. I would think that the size would make me more fearful of an ostrich, but they're really low key. The emus like to be in your face to let you know, hey, I see you. You do know I can get at you, right? I can get at you. And also, you can't hit me because I'm protected.
I feel that I share a kindred spirit and the shady side eye of a zebra. Yes.
That's one thing I... When you get it on camera, a lot of people attribute certain characteristics only to humans. Well, no. We were all just created or came up that way. Just. I should not see an animal take pleasure in my frustration. To see a zebra go from, wait, what's that? Oh, it's the emus again. To, is she gonna hit him? And I wasn't. But it's looking a zebra dead in the face. As I look at the emu, who is looking like, hit me.
I got something for you. I got this hook right up here for
we
you.
We all here for
I'll
you.
I'll bust all your stuff out. Come on.
And the zebra is like, oh, the emu's really tripping.
Here they go with their mess.
Same thing with other animals being around each other. Such are the goats and the rams and the deer. They're all in an area. If you do not have a big body car where they feel like they can't take you, such as me, I don't have a big body car. I got challenged by a goat.
A kid at that.
And the deer just started swarming.
Like,
are you gonna do it? And I tried to inch closer.
They're kind of trying to, like, you know, just go.
Well, like, legitimately, like, I mean, scooch, inch. Scooch. Like, if you can inch in a motor vehicle, my foot was never off the brake. and plus, the gravel will bust your tires if you go too fast.
Yes.
Which is good for the safety of the animals. it was possibly an hour and a half to 2 hour ride. They got extended by another 20 to 25 minutes because they just decided to try me. Like, I don't understand how you can sense my stature from a car. But they said, oh, I got you. And it's not fair. Like, I did not see them try, you know, an SUV or a minivan. You decided to try me in my little ride.
Ooh.
And you know, there are times that my co-pilot was like, I'm here for you through your struggle. We're in it together. And then
first of all, we're not gonna do this, okay? We check to see, are you okay, girl? And you know, we may cackle at the end. But it was a moment where we were both like, oh my God, here go this emu again. It's on this mess. You know, whatever happened to emu. No, he was his ratchet cousin. Okay. It was his ratchet cousin that was feeling some type of way that he's still in the small leagues. Okay.
Not only that, but that I didn't want to, Cachet did not want to take a picture of him. And that's one thing about some of the animals. Take pictures of the animals, please. It really hurts their feelings.
He scared me. I didn't want to take a picture of him. I didn't want him to even notice me. I didn't even want to risk the chance of a flash of any kind.
Yes.
Going off.
So they got in their feelings. and one poor little gorgeous cow.
She was beautiful.
Literally stood up, saw Cache had her phone up and posed as I drove, and then realized she's not taking a picture of me. And then cocked his head like, oh, you gonna see me. Also, please be aware they can hear you.
Yes. One Joe Camel too many. And it's lights out.
You're not gonna win the fight between your car and a camel. Let's be known. But let's just pray you can drift like me on that gravel trail. Because he was really trying to take my car out.
He was. Like, oh, I got your Joe Camel.
You know, they're a bit sensitive. But I really appreciated it. I got to see, we got to see them in their enclosure. Some of them running wild. Some you don't expect to see.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just different animals that you wouldn't normally.
My big takeaway was, if this is the emu that was able to roam, what possibly could be going on with the ones behind the gate?
Oh, they were twitching. It was unfortunate, but they were really twitching. And then you see the little groundhogs popping on the sides of the gravel.
Oh my God, that was so cute.
It was super cute. The mini, the baby antelopes were there. They had kangaroos, wombats, saw a couple of giraffes. The baboons were actually very calm.
Yes.
Once they were apart, like they were partnered fine if they didn't have to be in isolation due to being sick.
Mm-hmm.
You'll enjoy your time.
Yes. Oh my goodness, the beautiful cats.
Yes. So after going to the drive-through safari in Gentry, we decided to try to, you know, drive through downtown Bentonville and just take a look and see what they had, since it's the home of Walmart. Yeah, so they since it's the home of Walmart and they have the Walton Museum. Now, being a former employee at some period of my life, I really wasn't interested in the backstory since I had to hear it during my orientation. Like, I already know what Sam Walton did. He was a great man. But, you know, I'm going to take a picture of the storefront for y'all.
The ability to do so many things with a camera and a car.
Yeah, in your car. Get the best angle.
Yes. Avoid the crowds.
Yeah. So while it was still daylight, we decided to just go ahead and scout out where we're actually going.
Yeah.
So we drove to the Crystal Bridges Art Museum.
I know I have plans to go back to visit the Kid Museum. Yes, I'm an adult. Have actual plans.
Absolutely.
A child's museum. It looked amazing.
It's called the Amazium. It's the Amazium. And it's right next door. And then they have a contemporary art museum as well.
Yes.
Which we do plan on going back. Please follow us on all social media channels. And you shall see what we are about to see. Because they have a chandelier and lighting exhibition that really, I don't want to spoil it. I really don't want to spoil it. But we're just really excited. So since Cache decided to scout out our activity, our main way of going, aka the North Forest Lights.
Yes. Went online. Did a little research, saw the ticket pricing, saw that masks were enforced. Social distancing was encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
But people are going to do what they want to do. Luckily for us, it was an actual nighttime event. But everything you can think of was well thought out. We decided, I think we'll be set up to go around 7 o'clock.
Yes.
Like so 7:30.
Well, we went around 7.
Yeah.
Because it opened up at 7. It goes from what? Dusk? No. Yeah, dusk. So when the sun's setting and it gets dark enough, that's when they decide to start it. So we're in the first group, so it should have been less people.
Yeah. We went on Halloween. So, you know, we didn't actually think about the fact that there are people who actually want to do things outside of trick-or-treating. And then it's also, well, it's during COVID, so people aren't actually going door-to-door. At least they shouldn't be. But yeah, it was an influx. It was like asking around, and they said it was the first night since they started the season that they had as many people that showed up that night, as opposed to previous nights. So I was like, okay. But we got there, you know, checked in for our tickets. I think tickets were only around, I think a total of $40.
Yeah. $20 a piece. Time entry. So it goes at what, 15 to 20 minute increments to limit who's there at the time. We're not going to spoil it for you, but I definitely encourage it. It was supposed to go until January, but because everybody was not able to go, they actually extended it until April. So towards the end of April. So you still have the chance to go down to North Forest Lights. Mm-hmm. At the Crystal Bridges Museum in Bentonville, Arkansas, and enjoy that experience. It was really a multi-sensory experience.
Yes.
With award-winning programmers that did the lights and the installations, and not only the light installations, but also the permanent exhibits that's actually on the North Forest Trail.
Yeah, so it was that to me. I actually enjoyed being able to actually see the light installments, but then the way that they set it up is where you know it's not necessarily directing you to the set installations, but as you're like taking the self-guided tour, you can also visit those.
Yes. So one of my favorite artists is Dave Chihuly, and he does glass work, blown glass particularly, and they have several of his pieces there. So Cachet's seen some of them, but it's seeing something that's reminiscent of a entire sun.
Yeah, that, oh my goodness.
With individual pieces representing sun rays, and we'll post it on our feeds. But it was just seeing something of that magnitude and being able to be maintained outside, being able to be enjoyed by a multitude of people. They had snacks and refreshments available. You know, keep it cute for the environment. No littering. And just make sure, you know, you still maintain your distance. There was security. If you are, you know, handy capable.
Yes, there was a shuttle.
Yes.
That you could actually use. They actually have an attendant there for a designated drop-off point and pickup point.
As well as specialty parking.
Yep. So if you needed, you know, to park a little closer, they could get you to where you need to be.
And then in the daytime, once we went back to our hotel, which we made sure was vetted, looking at the reviews, the Four Points by Sheraton in Bentonville, amazing. Really enjoyed it. Rooms were very clean. Ventilation was also good. Of course, we sanitized everything additionally. But they also had like an outdoor fire pit area that was still like minimal people, but they would light the fire pit for you. And the next day we actually went to the museum.
Yes.
Which the entrance for it is free.
That's what got me, is knowing, not to know that there are like key things in your state or like city or town or whatever, and you not actually being informed that they're actually free.
Yes.
It's just like, oh my God, like could have been coming here. Like, could have done this, but it's like, don't dwell on that. You know, just do it now. Now that you know.
So a lot of times, like, it's free. The only thing that is actual cost is a special exhibit. So for this one, the special exhibit was from a really big nature photographer. Mm-hmm. And even then, it like takes up one whole wing of the actual museum. Mm-hmm. And it's only $12, which you get to see the entire museum, including the special exhibit, including the outdoor trails and the outdoor exhibits, for only $12 if you choose to make that choice. If not, just go online and reserve your space for actual, like, for free. Parking is free. They have different levels. You go in, you're sanitized. They provide you a mask as well, which bless up on that, because my mask was getting a little wet. But we actually, you know, really enjoyed it. Enjoyed the food as well. It was still socially distanced, but they make a mean cheeseburger.
Oh my goodness.
It was absolutely delicious. A lot of things are handmade. But we decided, like, definitely be back. It was a different experience, an experience that throughout everything we've done in our area, and not just inside the state, but, look, you know, from Little Rock, Memphis is only 2 hours, and that's nothing for a drive, or, you know, going to certain places in Texas. We had never done that, and to realize that there's something here for us at our fingertips for the free. And one of the things that we really enjoyed is the diverse, like, art.
Mm-hmm. Two of the, I think they had, two portraits done by each of the artists, or?
Yes. So the artists who were commissioned to do Michelle and Barack Obama's, presidential portraits, they had pieces that were actually in the museum, and before they had their actual portraits traveling in that museum. So whether you like classical or modern or contemporary or neo-modern art, they have it. And it was opening up your mind to not just your interpretation of art, mm-hmm. but also others, and especially others' interpretation of this really difficult time expressed through their art. Mm-hmm. And really don't want to spoil it, but it's like a lot of people that you see do things in life, and a lot of pieces that you may see online or in actual media related, like advertisements, these are the people whose work it is, and you connect it to it in a different way, which is really appreciative of it.
Yeah.
Well, that's it for this episode.
Let us know how you would incorporate Just a Taste of Luxury into your next road trip.
Find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube by our handle, Jatolux. That's JATOLUXE.
Or check out our website at jatolux.com.
Feel free to comment, like, share, and subscribe. See you next time.